Psachenberg Zayin Mishnah Vav Nit Makal O Rubo. If the congregation of Klal Yisrael became tamei, or most of them were tamei, O Shahaya Hakohanim Tameim Vakal Tarim, or the Kohanim were tamei, even though Klal Yisrael were tar, Ye Asa Betuma. They can do it betuma. Everybody can do betuma. The Rav explains even a yachid. Let's say the yachid was tahar. He was one of the minority. Nevertheless, he can bring it betuma. Because what's the difference if all of Klal Yisrael were tahar and the Kohanim were tameh and the Karban Pesach was brought betuma? And what's the difference also if most of Klal Yisrael was tameh and a small amount of them were tahar? Even the small amount of them, the yachidim that were tahar, they can bring it betuma as well. What about mechza al mechza? What about if half were tameh and half were tahar? We're going to get into that soon. But the next case in the Mishnah, Nitma Miyut Hakal, what if a minority became Tameh? So then, Hatayrim Oisin Esarishin. So the ones that are Tar, since they're the majority, they bring the Karban Pesach in its right time, on Yudalit of Nisan. Vatmein Oisin Esasheni. But the people that are Tameh, since they're Yechidim, they can't bring the Karban Pesach, because they're Tameh. They're the ones that have to wait to Pesach Sheni. And the Tumah that we're dealing with, by the way, in this whole Mishnah is Tumas Mace. That's the only one where if most of Klal Yisrael's Tamei Mace, they bring the Pesach that day, or if most of the Kohanim are Tamei Mace. It's Dafka that, not the other types of Tumah. Now, what about a case we just mentioned, Mechza Al Mechza, 50% of Klal Yisrael? So in that case, it's going to be a little bit different. We just said in a case where if most of Klal Yisrael's Tamei, then the people that are Tahar can even bring it Betumah. They don't have to be careful. Mechza Al Mechza, even though it comes out from the Gemara that it's still makriv, the Karban Pesach is makriv and eaten, but there is one difference between mechza al mechza and rov. The difference is those that are tahar, the yechidim that are tar, have to be careful not to be metama the Karban Pesach. They still bring it, and the people that are tamei also bring it. Just like if rov of Klal Yisrael was tamei, you would bring and eat the Karban Pesach. The difference is they have to separate from each other, and the people that are tar cannot be metama the Karban Pesach. Mashenki, in the case where most of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, then it can all be brought, eaten together, and they can, and even the people that are Tar can be Metam, the Karban Pesach, they don't have to be careful. This is the way the Gemara explains how to learn this into the Mishnah with Mechza Mechza, as Reb Kiveger brings.